Here's a thought I'll title, The Thought That Goes with Every Photograph. Of course, photography is a visual medium, but that doesn't mean that it's devoid of words or devoid of thought. It's not only a visual medium. It's a visual medium that sparks a thought. I would propose that every photograph sparks a thought. Now, true, it may not always be the same thought with every viewer, so it's not a direct line comparison the way, say, novel writing is. But that doesn't mean that photographs don't generate thoughts. When you look at a photograph, it might spark thoughts of the beautiful or the trite, the irrelevant or the desirable. There's probably an example of a photograph for every word in our language. What I'm proposing is to think through this business a little more carefully. And if artwork is a gateway to thought, that is to say, if every piece of artwork makes us think of certain things, how does knowing that change what we produce? Particularly in photography, are we just producing things that show what the world looks like? Or are we hoping that our photographs provide some sort of thought process or question or reaction or response? I've often said that when you go out photographing, the key is not to capture what the world looks like, but rather to capture your response to the world. That's why it's personally expressive photography. Well, that's the same kind of dynamic, if you will, that we want to have when someone looks at our photographs. We don't want them just to look at it and say, oh yeah, that's exactly what it looked like. The camera captured it faithfully. That's not a very significant thing for photography as an art medium. What we hope is that our photographs elicit some kind of response from the viewer. Well, what do we mean by the term response? Isn't that another way of saying we hope our photographs generate a thought? So where all this brings me around to is this, that if that's the case, doesn't it make sense that we have to have some idea, some thought, some word, some emotional response that we hope the photograph portrays in order for people to get that when they look at our photograph? If you don't have a thought, or if you prefer a response to whatever it is that you're seeing, how are you going to incorporate that in your photograph? So just clicking the shutter and capturing pretty pictures isn't really an artistic activity. It can be all kinds of fun, just because photography itself is fun. At least it is to me. I just get a kick out of it. But to make it artwork, there has to be some response in me that gets into the photograph that somehow sparks some kind of response in the viewer, and that's the connection that we're wanting to make. I remember years ago attending a gathering of photographers that was being led by David Bales, and rather than doing traditional critiques where someone will drone on, perhaps meaningfully, perhaps not, about their reaction to someone's work, he suggested what he calls the one-word response, that everybody in the group can look at a photograph and have some thought that occurs to them, some emotion, let me be more specific, some word that occurs to them. And rather than raise your hand and be called on and all that kind of formal critique presentation stuff, instead, that everybody can just shout out the word that comes to them when they look at a photograph. Or I might put it a different way. The word that represents the thought or the response or the emotion that occurs to them when they look at that photograph. It's a fascinating exercise. One word and no hesitation, no discussion, no theorizing, just the thought that translates into the word that you can say, this photograph generated this thought which generates this word. It's a very direct response and a fascinating way to do group critiques. If you're part of a photo group, give it a try.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.